And as the minute waltz fades away once more, it is my pleasure to welcome our many listeners, not only in this country but around the world, but also to welcome the four individual and talented performers who this week are going to play Just a Minute. We welcome back a very witty and enchanting player of the game, that is Tony Hawkes. We welcome back a most distinguished player of the game, that is Clement Freud. We welcome back, after quite a break actually, one of the more sardonic players of the game, that is Jeremy Hardy. And we welcome for the first time to play the game a delightful and enchanting comedy performer, that is Sue Perkins. Would you please welcome all four of them? As usual, I'm going to ask them to speak on the subject that I give them, and they will try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject. Beside me sits Janet Staplehurst. She's going to help me keep the score. She'll blow a whistle when the 60 seconds are up. And this particular edition of Just a Minute comes from the Dorking Halls in Dorking. You are all very welcome as we start the show with Tony Hawkes. Tony, the subject is keeping your eye on the ball. 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
There was a PE teacher at my school who used to say to me, Hawks, whatever sport you're playing, it's vital that you're always keeping your eye on the ball, which I suppose is why I was never very good at chess, boxing, or synchronized swimming. But the English football team are very good at keeping their eyes on the ball.
Clement Freud's challenge.
Repetition are very good.
Yes, you were very good earlier on.
Yeah.
Listen, if you're going to be as partisan as that all from the start, I mean, we're going to have problems. Clement Freud, you have a correct challenge, so you get a point for that, of course, and you take over the subject of keeping your eye on the ball, and there are 37 seconds starting now.
Ice hockey and badminton are two pursuits in which it is fairly pointless to keep your eye on the ball, but football, cricket, squash, tennis, rugby, fives, all those pursuits, it is essential to keep your eye on the ball. Another description of keeping your eye on the ball could be what protrudes from the other side of your central girth. And there are many people who have more than one ball in that...
Tony Hawkes, you've challenged.
Well, he's talking about this is the same for everyone. There's at least 50% of the audience here having nothing protruding from their central girth.
Tony, we enjoyed the challenge, but I do think that he did make out the fact that that applies not necessarily to the whole of the population. So we would give you a point because we enjoyed the challenge.
Thank you.
But it's an incorrect one. So Clement gets a point for being interrupted. He keeps the subject. There are 6 seconds available. Keeping your eye on the ball, Clement, starting now.
Our cricket team is fairly famous for not keeping it.
Tony Hawkes' challenge.
Repetition of cricket.
As you mentioned cricket before. And Tony, you've cleverly got in with 3 seconds to go, having got another... It's part of the game. And the subject is still keeping your eye on the ball. 3 seconds, starting now.
If I was a policeman on surveillance...
Jeremy, you got in, yes, there.
If I were a policeman.
As you've been
unless so he was speaking in the past tense.
Yes.
But he didn't think to that.
Well, no, it was if I was a rich man, wasn't it?
Yes, I know, but they were peasants. They had Cossacks on their back, the whole Tsarist regime down on them, Tony. I think they were under more pressure than you.
As people do listen to this programme abroad to try and improve their English, I think we should... Why do you laugh? I get letters saying... We have to have people coming from China all spoke like Kenneth Williams at one time. Oh, the image is lovely, isn't it? I think deviation from English is correctly spoken. So, Jeremy, we give you a point for that, and you've cleverly got in with 1 second to go. Keeping your eye on the ball, starting now.
Keeping.
Whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point. On this occasion, it was Jeremy Hardy, and therefore he is probably in the lead at the end of that round. He is. He's one ahead of Clement Freud and Tony Hawkes. And, Jeremy, it's your turn to begin. The subject is the commuter belt. Tell us something about... Oh, that's got a little echo in the audience. We are in a commuter belt area, I should explain to our listeners abroad. 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
Sometimes it is necessary to belt a passenger sitting opposite one on the Dorking service. If, for example, he is bellowing into his mobile phone. I don't want excuses. Tell him to get his arse in gear, which is a preposterous expression, meaning we know not what. Therefore, in a situation like that, it is fair play to whip off your belt, wrap it around your fist, and just clock him a couple of times in the air. Not so much as to induce deafness or even bleeding or an eye to pop out of its socket, but just to remind him that there are other people on that commuter service who want to sit peacefully, maybe reading the Evening Standard, which can take 4 or 5 minutes, potentially just thinking about the day, unwinding, doing a little bit of work on their laptop, hopefully with a computer. And in those circumstances, it is only right that one should...
Sue, you've challenged.
I haven't got any points. That's why I've challenged.
My dear, stick with me and I can give you all the points you need.
I'll come close.
Sue, it's lovely to hear from you. And
yeah,
the audience responded.
Well, yeah.
The audience responded with such warmth to your interruption that we will give you a point for that. Sue has got a point, and Jeremy was interrupted, so he gets a point for being interrupted. He still has the subject, and 9 seconds on the commuter belt starting now.
A hurly bat on the knee is possibly an overreaction to the problem of people. Speak.
Tony Hawk's challenge.
Repetition of people.
Yes, you said people.
Oh,
before.
Fair play. Well, there's more than one.
I know. But you repeated the word.
All right, I understand. If we're going to quibble about the rules.
Struggle all you like with.
Man whose only crime was to break the rules of the program.
Yes, 4 seconds available for you, Tony, on the commuter belt starting now.
I used to have a lucky belt which I wore around my trousers when it...
Tony Hawks got the point for speaking as the whistle went, and with the other points in the round, he's now taking the lead, one ahead of Jeremy Hardy, then Clement Freud, and then Sue Perkins. And Sue, it is your turn to begin, and the subject is my worst nightmare.
My worst nightmare is a recurring nightmare which features Joan Collins dressed as a Pekingese dog. She's standing at the head of a large, swirling staircase. I am beneath her. And Christopher Biggins is on top of me. He is dressed as a chihuahua and is eagerly licking my face. In the background stands my mother, grinning with a photographer from Hello Magazine. Happily snapping as Mr. B's large purple proboscis slaps around my visage in no uncertain fashion. If anybody knows the word that I just said and the meaning of it, if they'd like to write to me, I'd be very grateful. Just to the left of me stands Anthea Turner and her sister Wendy Turner, currently embarking on a brand new...
Clement Freud challenged. Forty-eight seconds, not bad, but Clement, yes, she did repeat. Turner...
Oh, no, that's not why I challenged.
Why do you challenge? Why do you challenge?
I wanted her to have a point.
Nothing if not difficult, Clement, but it's all appreciated. Right. So there are 12 seconds still available for you because Clement has been very generous and given you a point, and you carry on now with my worst nightmare. 12 seconds starting now. And you've been challenged.
Repetition of Turner.
You certainly know... You certainly know how to win friends, don't you?
I didn't think you'd allow it. Are you allowing it?
Well, technically, I suppose I should. But on the other hand, as Clement was so generous and had a challenge and gave it away,
no,
I think
you
should do the same thing.
I
think you should do the same thing.
No, but no. I didn't realise that everyone would want to lynch me. So I withdraw.
Sue was interrupted, so she gets another point, and she now has 10 seconds on my worst nightmare, starting now.
These terrifying...
Jeremy Hardy.
Far be it from me, not... Not to be offering points to Sue at this point.
Well, I mean, Sue's... Very...
I'm not going to be shown up here. I'm a good-hearted man. Right. Right. Okay, so the point is hers.
The point. So your colleagues have been most generous, and you've got 9 seconds on my worst nightmare, starting now. And you... Clement.
Hesitation.
Yes, that was hesitation. She was so shattered at the generosity of these four intrepid players of the game that she couldn't believe it and couldn't get going again. 8 seconds now available. My worst nightmare, Clement, with you starting now.
I take sleeping pills. I don't have nightmares. I don't, in fact, even dream.
Jeremy Hardy, challenge.
Repetition of don't.
Don't, yes. It's a tough one, but it's true.
Hmm?
Huh?
You wait.
I'm the only child.
Yeah, but you stopped her. You picked on her.
Yeah. And I'm the local charity when it comes to comedy, apparently.
You want to play hardball. We can play hardball.
Right. Okay, 4 seconds, Jeremy. You have my worst nightmare starting now.
Sitting in nothing but a vest on top of a bus.
Jeremy Hardy with points in that round, including one for speaking as the whistle went, has moved forward. He's one ahead of Tony Hawks and Sue Perkins and Clement Freud. They're all equal in second place. Tony Hawks, Sue Perkins and Clement Freud. And Tony Hawks, your turn to begin. Stirring. That's the subject. Just stirring. Tell us something about it. There's been plenty of that going on already in this show. But talk on the subject. 60 seconds starting now.
Just before the show, I overheard Jeremy Hardy saying that Nicholas Parsons is the finest performer that there has ever been in show business for the last 50 years. Now, obviously, he didn't say this. What I'm doing is stirring, because there will then be an argument between my colleague and the other panellists over to whether he's lost his judgment completely or gone completely bonkers.
Sue, your challenge.
Completely, repetition.
Yes, repetition of completely. Right. 36 seconds for you, Sue, on stirring starting now.
In the dressing room before the show, I couldn't help noticing a large stain on Nicholas's trousers, which I was at pains not to point out whilst in front of him, but decided to mention in front of 400 people at the Dorking Hall.
Tony, you challenge first.
I think there was a hesitation amongst
others. There was, others. Yes. In fact, I must explain to my listeners, everybody's buzzer was pressed, but the one who gets in a fraction first, a light comes on in front of me, in front of their name, and that is the one who gets it.
Fingers right. Hawks, they call me.
Tony, stirring's back with you, and there are 22 seconds starting now.
The hardest kind of stirring is the stirring that you are required to do early in the morning. I'm not necessarily someone that goes out and drinks an enormous amount of alcohol, but I have been known in the past to have a few pints, and the alarm clock goes off, and I think, no, I've got to get up and face the day. I don't want to. Stirring is the last thing on my...
And Jeremy, challenge.
I just want to say I think Tony's doing really well. So, go for it, Tony. We're all rooting for you here.
So, within the rules of just a minute, have you a challenge, Jeremy?
No.
Tony has a point for an incorrect challenge. Keeps the subject. 1 second on stirring. Tony, starting now.
Glove puppets.
So the contributions are all equal, and so are the points of the moment. So Tony Hawks, Sue Perkins and Clement Freud are equal in the lead, just one ahead of Jeremy Hardy. And Jeremy, it's your turn to begin. Oh, this is a nice subject. The skin of the custard. He's got a good reaction. Tell us something about the skin of the custard, starting now.
The skin of the custard is a highly prized pelt, leading to the possible extinction of the custard. They can be shot, but that tends to leave a little wee hole in the skin, or they can be trapped, which is cruel, although the Countryside Alliance think that it's not cruel, and the...
Clement Freud challenge.
Repetition of cruel.
Well, there was too much cruelty going on.
Fair play, Jim.
Right. You have the skin of the custard, Clement Freud, and you have 44 seconds starting now.
You would never get a lot of skin on custard if you kept stirring. I thought this was an important thing to mention. My children like the skin of custard more than custard.
Jeremy, your challenge.
There was an there.
Only... What? Listen, who's running this show? The audience over here. It was only infinitesimal. I don't think it was enough for me. I must also have to judge.
That's right.
Yes, I think. Clement, you still have the skin of the custard, and you have 31 seconds starting now.
As a consequence, I always made custard in baking trays, so there was a lot of skin and hardly any of the custard. This was hugely important. Similarly,
Yes. Oh, the trigger-happy Hawks got it there.
Oh, first one on the thing. Poor old Jeremy, desperate to get in that time.
Yes, and I saw all your finger thumbs go down and your buzzers, hooks. But yours went first, and you've 20 seconds for the skin of the custard, Tony.
Is fine, but is controversial. I think I see the way the cards are stacked in this game.
No, you'll see that if I have an opportunity to give you the benefit of the doubt later, Jeremy, I will certainly do it.
I might not feel like it then.
That was a longer hesitation with this er or that was a longer one, and I felt it was definitely a hesitation, and so Tony has the subject. The skin of the custard, Tony, starting now.
Some ways I believe that the skin of the custard is like a metaphor for life itself.
Jeremy's challenge.
You can't be like a metaphor, you're a metaphor. Or you're... Me like a metaphor.
You can if you're
it could
not...
be a simile for a metaphor, I suppose.
Yes. You're actually not a metaphor, but you look a bit like one.
No, it's true within the rules of just a minute. So you will have the benefit of the doubt on this occasion.
Aha!
And you have the subject, 13 seconds, the skin of the custard, starting now.
Custard farms have been springing up all over the south of England. The custard rights protesters have broken in and released the custards, causing ecological breakdown as they fight the mink and produce a new race of super rats.
Jamie Hardy, speaking as the whistle wind, gained that extra point. And it's still very close. He and Tony Hawks in second place, 1 point behind Clement Freud. And they're just one ahead of Sue Perks, who... Perks, Sue Perkins.
It's an endearing familiarity.
I know. Well, I went out with the Sue Perks once, I suppose. That's what it was, Sue.
Did you get any perks?
I wouldn't tell you one just a minute. Sue, the subject is stars. Tell us something about those in this game, starting now.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day, goes the song. Now, grabbing a fading celebrity is an easy matter. All you need to do is stalk them. But putting them in a pochette is a very different matter. I took Meg Matthews, used a winch, but even so it was a tight squeeze, although on a cold and rainy afternoon, she did indeed entertain me with stories of her bad boy rock and roll marriage to Noel Gallagher.
Clement.
She's sucking a peppermint.
No, I finished. I was just breathing.
And she hesitated.
And she hesitated. Right. 33 seconds available for you, Clement, on stars, starting now.
The plough is probably my favourite stars. There are five.
Tony Charles.
Well, since we're having a bit of a grammatical show.
Yes.
The plough is my favourite stars.
Yeah. If he said the constellation of the plough is my favourite stars, then that would be in the singular. But his stars, yes, I think that is grammatically incorrect, Clement. I'm sorry to have to disagree with somebody who's right so eruditely.
There's white heat coming off Clement. Absolute white heat.
Fight.
Hawks is dead in the car.
How many
park
stars?
I'm meeting Sue Perks later.
As some people in the audience seem to think that Clement was grammatically correct there, I will let you be the final judge on this occasion. So if you agree with Tony Hawks' challenge on the grammatical indiscretion he thinks that Clement committed, then you cheer for him. But if you disagree, you boo for Clement, and you all do it together now.
Boo.
They are with you to a man and a woman and a child, Tony. So you have the subject and you have 28 seconds on stars starting now.
I read my stars earlier today and it said that as a Pisces, I would be able to talk for 28 seconds on this subject without being interrupted. And normally I think these are rubbish, but clearly it's not the case because this is turning out to happen right now. How extraordinary an event. I'm going to read them tomorrow to see what beholds me in the future. There too, because I am unbelievably excited by the prospect of going. How long is this bloody 28 days?
I think they were applauding the look of agony on your face, Tony, as you tried to keep going. But you got there to the end, you got that extra point. You're equal with Clement Freud in the lead, just ahead of Jeremy and Sue. Jeremy, Hardy, your turn to begin. The subject is working the system. Tell us something about working the system in this game, starting now.
The richer you are in this country, the less tax you pay.
This is what we mean by working the system. If you have a good accountant, by which I mean a clever one, rather than one who has a pure soul or is untainted by worldly things. Yes?
Yes, yes. Oh, yes, Sue, you're challenged.
Politically, I'm on side, I want to say that. but I think you might have repeated one.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yes. Fair play.
Well played, yes. Yeah. Sue, well, listen, you've got in there. You've got 46 seconds to tell us something about working the system starting now.
I would like to find this accountant that means that you can save and thus bear a much, much reduced tax.
Clement was the first one to get in. Working... working the system, Clement, and there are 46 seconds... No, sorry, 39 seconds left starting now.
When I was a Member of Parliament, I had many letters from people asking me to introduce a bill for the registration of plumbers, and these are people who work the system.
Tony Hawk's challenge.
A repetition of people.
Yes. Working the system with you, Tony, starting now.
I had a system which I used to work whenever I went to a casino. I would go in and play the blackjack, and this was advice I had taken from friends. I would put money on, operate the system they had suggested, and lose my money. This...
Clement, for a chance.
Two lots of money.
And you, yes. The money, yes, you're right. Clement, you got back in again. 15 seconds. Working the system starting now.
A very good system to work in a casino, possibly the one to which Tony Hawks went, is to play blackjack and depend on the banker getting a six, against which number almost anything that you, the player, might receive is beneficial.
Clement Boyd, with the extra point and other points in the round, has increased his lead at the end of the round. And Sue Perkins, it's your...
You can't stop him there. I was writing that down.
It was six.
Oh, right. But then what do you do? I don't know.
Stick on a 12.
Right.
I mean, anything.
Excellent.
A six is so likely to have a bad cut.
Where's the nearest casino in Dorking?
I'm off. See ya.
Right, Sue Perkins, it's your turn to begin, and the subject is sisters. Tell us something about sisters. 60 seconds starting now.
Sisters exist to remind you of what you could have been had you benefited from the better genes of your parents. Sisters walk around with cameras and video recording equipment and always seem to be on hand to capture those misery-inducing moments, which they then play back in full view of all your assembled friends and family, saving the best, of course, for the boyfriend, where they will reveal you as a four-year-old, totally naked, skipping round and humming like an innocent thing projected on an enormous wall, 6 foot high. Other things that sisters tend to do is generally not laugh at your jokes, feel ashamed of the chosen career, talk about performances you've given which were less than sufficient, and possibly mention this one, where I have tended to repeat the word must.
Stop her, Nickers, before her relationship with her sister breaks down completely.
If it wasn't a valid challenge within the rules of Just a Minute, then Sue is interrupted. So yes. She gets a point for that and keeps the subject. And 15 seconds available for your sisters. Sue, starting now.
The other thing that sisters tend to do is be a lot brighter than you are. They're also blonde, have a much better figure, and run fast. Although, why is somebody sprinting very, very quick?
They love you.
As an idiom. That's my idiom. That's
your idiom of speech. But they love you for it. But it was repetition. And Tony was the first to get in. 5 seconds, Tony. Sisters, starting now.
Sisters are doing it for themselves. This was a huge hit, but what exactly was it that they were...
Oh, so at the end of that round, Tony Hawk speaking as a whistle wind gained... an extra point. He's moved forward. He's only 1 point behind Clement Freud as we go into the last round. And Sue Perkins follows in third place and then Jeremy Hardy. They've got a few points to catch up if they want to win. And
that's very, 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 very unlikely.
But you never know. It's happened once before. But Clement, it's your...
How many years have you been doing this show? It's happened once before. The odds aren't looking good.
But Clement, It's your turn to begin, and the subject we're going to the last round is the good old days. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
When people talk of the good old days, they inevitably mean hanging and molesting children, Sherlock Holmes in Baker Street with a deerstalker hat, horse-drawn carriages, trolley cars, trams, all the things which we're really rather pleased that we do not now have.
Tony, are you challenged?
I think he'd made his point, hadn't he?
And he decided
to lie down, I think.
So we call that hesitation, Tony. So you've got in with 39 seconds on the good old days, starting now.
For once, I couldn't agree more with what Sir Clement was saying. How foolish it is to live our lives in the past, looking back at the good old days, when the important thing is to cherish tomorrow, to go out and do something that will be, if you like, the good old days of the future, because we must not bury ourselves in what has happened.
Jeremy Hardy, challenge.
It's pure rhetoric with no substance.
A shrewd comment, but have you a challenge within the rules of just a minute?
Oh, well, if you're going to be picky, then no.
16 seconds. Incorrect challenge, Tony. You've still got it. The good old days, starting now.
When I was a very little boy, I used to watch a programme on the television called The Good Old Days, and it used to come from City Varieties in Leeds. And it did look a lot of fun, I have to say. How I wished I was up there in that audience, dressed in ridiculous outfits, cheering useless old songs.
Right. So I said that was to be the last round, and Tony Hawks interrupted and then kept going till the whistle went, gained two more points, so he has come out just ahead of Clement Freud. So in ascending order, it was Jeremy Hardy, Sue Perkins, then Clement Freud, but 2 points out in the lead, Tony Hawks, so we say he is the winner this week. I'm sure that applause is for all of them for their valuable contributions. So it only remains for me to thank our four great players of the game, Tony Hawks, Jeremy Hardy, Clement Freud and Sue Perkins. Also to thank Janet Staplehurst for keeping the score so magnificently for me. And we are also deeply indebted to Ian Messiter, who created this game, and indebted to our producer, Claire Jones, for her producing and directing. And we're indebted to this audience here... Yes, Jeremy.
Repetition of indebted.
I know. I was making a sort of speciality of it, deliberately.
Oh,
this is
I
outside
see.
The game.
It was postmodern.
And we're indebted also to this audience here in the Dorking Halls who've come far and wide to enjoy the show. From them, from the panel, from me, Nicholas Parsons, goodbye. Tune in the next time we play Just a Minute. Until then, goodbye.